由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome, our listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We're glad you joined us today.
我们很开心能够知道你今天收听《天路导向》。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the life of Abraham.
我们一直在这里分享一个系列是跟亚伯拉罕有关的信息。
We call it the journey of faith.
而我们这个信息是叫做信心之旅。
And today I want to begin by saying that quarrels, disputes, arguments, and fights are all often the result of division.
今日我要同大家讲嘅系吵架、争执、辩论同斗争，全部都系分裂嘅结果。
The well-known name Franklin Roosevelt once said,
好有名嘅美国总统罗斯福咧曾经讲过。
There is nothing I love as much as a good fight.
我最喜欢的就是打一场美好的仗。
Quarreling and fighting comes naturally to all of us.
其实对我们每一个人来说，争辩和斗争是最自然不过的事。
Why?
为什么我会这样说呢？
Because each of us are naturally born preferring to go for the jugular than to give in.
因为每一个人天生都喜欢说自己是强的，而不喜欢让步的。
This rambunctious nature was seen first between Cain and Abel.
这种互相喜欢逞强的天性是在该隐和亚伯之间已经存在，而该隐和亚伯就是亚当和夏娃的儿子。
And has come to us through the law of heredity.
而借着遗传呢，这一种自该隐和亚伯身上已经存在的一种天性，就遗传到去我们身上了。
People quarrel over all kinds of things.
如果你见到你周边的人，你会发现人是会为着各样的事去争辩。
Some quarrel over ideas and opinions.
有些人会为了想法和意见不同去争辩。
As it happened between Paul and Barnabas.
就好似保罗同埋巴拿巴一样。
Some quarrel over jealousy and envy.
有一啲人系会出于嫉妒同埋羡慕而争辩。
As it happened between Moses and his sister and brother.
就好似摩西同佢嘅兄弟姊妹一样。
Moses' brother Aaron and sister Miriam quarreled with Moses about his wife.
表面上，摩西的哥哥阿伦和他的姐姐米利暗为着摩西的太太而和摩西发生争执。
But in reality, they were envying his authority.
但是实际上在骨子里面，其实阿伦和米利暗是嫉妒着摩西的领导地位。
But most quarrels happen over money.
但是大部分今天我们面对的纠纷呢，都是和钱财有关的。
That is money in all forms and material possessions of all kinds.
包括金钱和各式各样的物质丰富。
The Bible gives us example after example of how money and possessions blind the eyes of people.
其实在圣经当中有很多例子都会跟我们讲明究竟钱财怎样去蒙蔽人的。
Even God's people.
就算神的儿女呢，他们都会受到钱财的蒙蔽和诱惑。
And the results were often disastrous.
而往往这些钱财带来的问题就是一种灾祸。
Love of money breaks up families.
贪爱钱财是会摧毁一个人的家庭。
Love of money destroys friendships.
贪爱钱财是会拆毁人和人的友谊。
Love of money causes wars and fights, domestic and otherwise.
贪财呢，是会带来人和人之间的战争和纠纷，无论是在本地、在外地、在国内、国际，都会带来这些很多的战争和纠纷的。
Abraham and his nephew Lot, who had a relationship that was closer than father and son, had to part company.
亚伯拉罕同佢嘅侄仔罗德本来咧比父子更加亲密啊，但系佢哋最终却要分道扬镳。
Why？
点解佢哋会出现咁样嘅问题呢
？Because of Lot's greed。
原来因为罗德贪心，佢贪爱钱财。
In the last message, we saw Abraham, Sarah, and Lot and their clan departing Egypt in shame because Abraham was out of the will of God.
如果你有收听上次嘅天路导向嘅话，我哋曾经讲过亚伯拉罕、撒拉同埋罗德同埋佢哋嘅家属带住羞愧离开埃及，因为亚伯拉罕并冇遵行神嘅旨意。
But something happened in Egypt.
但系喺埃及有啲事发生咗啦。
What was it?
究竟系乜嘢呢
？Genesis 13:2 tells us。
喺创世记第十三章第二节就话咗俾我哋听。
Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold.
亚伯拉罕嘅金银牲畜极多。
Abraham did well in Egypt.
原来亚伯拉罕喺埃及发咗财啦。
In verse 3, Abraham finally returns to Bethel.
在第三节就记载亚伯拉罕终于回去迦南地的伯特利。
Literally means the house of God.
在文字上面的意思呢，伯特利是代表神的家。
He now had come back from where he had fallen.
现在亚伯拉罕是回到他以前跌倒的地方。
Now he had returned to where he belonged.
现在他是回到他本来居住的地方。
Now he had come back from where he had left off fellowshipping with God.
现在他回到他最初离弃神的地方，他又回来重新亲近神。
My listening friends,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
The best thing you can do when you spiritually fall off is to go back to the same place where you had fallen.
当你灵性低落的时候，你最应该做的就是回到你开始的时候跌倒的地方。
And there you wait for new instructions.
你应该在那一度等待神给你新的指引。
Abraham had to physically come back.
亚伯拉罕需要他的人是亲自回来。
Abraham had to come back mentally.
也都需要他的心思，他的头脑回来。
Abraham had to come back spiritually.
更加需要是灵性都回来。
Abraham had come back seeking the will of God.
亚伯拉罕需要回来寻求神的心意。
Abraham had now returned to the place of obedience.
亚伯拉罕是回到他信服神的那个地方。
And he bowed before the Lord.
他在神面前去俯伏去谦卑。
And he waits upon the Lord.
去仰望等候神。
In that order.
就照住嗰个咁样嘅次序。
It is of the mercy of God that He overrules our foolishness when we repent.
当我哋悔改嘅时候，神就唔会再纪念我哋嘅愚昧。其实呢一样真系神嘅恩典。
It is the graciousness of God that forgives our stupidity when we turn back to Him.
当我哋回转去归向神嘅时候，神就赦免我哋嘅愚蠢啊！其实呢一样真系神嘅恩典。
Every new day there is a new beginning for each of us。
对每一个人嚟讲，每一个新嘅日子就系一个新嘅开始。
In verse 4 of Genesis 13，
如果你睇翻创世记第十三章第四节嗰度讲出。
Abraham publicly declares his dependence upon God and calls on the name of the Lord.
亚伯拉罕求告神的名，公开咁样宣告佢要依靠神。
I don't know what Abraham said when he called upon the name of the Lord.
当然，我哋都唔知道亚伯拉罕喺求告神嘅名嘅时候，佢讲咗啲乜嘢。
But perhaps he echoed Psalm 51.
可能佢所讲嘅嘢系同喺诗篇五十一篇所记载嘅系差唔多噶，佢系咁样讲：神啊，求你按你嘅慈爱去怜恤我，按你丰盛嘅慈悲去涂抹我嘅过犯，求你将我嘅罪孽洗除净尽，并且洁除我嘅罪，因为我知道我嘅过犯， 我的罪常在我面前。
As Abraham repents, his heart becomes overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord and the joy of forgiveness.
当亚伯拉罕向神认罪悔改的时候，他的心就充满了从神而来的喜乐，和他的罪得着赦免的喜乐。
But something is about to happen to him that will break his heart.
但是有一件要令亚伯拉罕伤心的事要发生了。
The man whom he loved as a son and grew closer to him than a brother was about to be wrenched out of his life.
有一个人，亚伯拉罕原本将佢当做仔咁样，同佢嘅感情比兄弟更加亲密，但系呢一个人即将要离开佢啦。
While this was extremely painful, it was a necessary move.
虽然这件事将会为亚伯拉罕他们一家人带来极度的痛苦，但是却是必须的。
Why?
为什么我会这样说呢？
Because Lot was a man whose priorities were radically different from his God-fearing uncle.
因为罗德的价值观和他那位敬畏神的叔叔是完全不同的。
Money has now come between Lot and Abraham.
金钱就阻隔了罗德和亚伯拉罕的心了。
We say blood is thicker than water.
中国人有一句说话叫做血浓于水啊。
But money proved to be the most effective blood thinning known to mankind.
但是呢，金钱往往却是成为最有效的血液稀释剂，将我们本来很浓的血是化为很稀的血。
I have seen how money creates more conflict and more division and more quarrels and more tension and more heartache than anything else in the world.
我曾经见过很多的例子，我发现钱财比世界上面任何的事情会带来更加多的冲突，更加多的分裂，更加多的争吵，更加多的紧张，和更加多的伤痛。
Had Abraham and Lot been struggling to make a living,
如果亚伯拉罕和罗德需要为他们的生活而挣扎的话，
had they not become rich and prosperous,
如果他们都没有试过致富的话，
their focus would have been on surviving.
可能他们的挣扎就是要为专心，为他们的生存而奋斗。
Their priority would have been on cooperating together.
他们可能会将互相合作当成他们生命当中最重要的事。
Their eyes would have been on the Lord.
他们就会花时间去定睛仰望神。
But now they had money.
但是现在因为亚伯拉罕在埃及所发生的那件事，让他是得着很多的金钱，而且他之前所积蓄下来的家财加起来，让他和罗德都变得有钱了。
My listening friends, let me tell you something about money and prosperity when it rules supreme.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我告诉你一件事，而这件事就是有关当钱财和财富是支配一切的时候的情况的。
Money and prosperity does not only create conflict in families, it also creates conflicts in Christian work.
财富不单止是会造成家庭的纠纷，更加会让教会的工作是产生冲突的。
Money can divide families and tear them apart.
财富更加可以拆散家庭，如果你看到现在有很多离婚争产的事件，你就可以知道。
Money can divide Christian brothers and sisters and break their bond of peace.
财富可以离间基督教的弟兄姊妹，让他们造成不和睦。
Money can create enemies faster than any other element.
财富比其他任何的东西更加容易树敌，如果你看到现在很多人因为有钱而被人眼红的事情就知道了。
Now remember that both Abraham and Lot became rich.
而在这一刻你见到亚伯拉罕和罗德都因为不同的原因而发了达。
But there was a fundamental difference between the two.
可惜两个人当中他们是有基本的分别。
Abraham possessed the flock did not possess him.
亚伯拉罕是拥有很多的牲畜，但是牲畜却没有占有他，就是说到金钱或者财富没有占据了他的生命。
Lot, on the other hand, let the flock own him.
罗德却正正是相反，他让财富和牲畜占据了他的生命。
Lot was an example of a Christian believer who is possessed by his possession.
罗德代表著那些被财产支配的基督徒。
Lot was an example of a Christian believer who was more concerned about his financial prosperity than the prosperity of his spiritual life.
罗德是代表著某一些基督徒，而这些基督徒只是关心怎样是更加有钱，怎样去增添他们的财富，但是他们却不是很在意自己的属灵生命是否丰盛的。
Lot allowed his success in Egypt to turn his head from godly endeavors to worldly pleasures.
罗德容许他在埃及和之前所积蓄的成就和财富引诱他离开神的道路而转向在世界当中享乐。
You never read that Lot ever built an altar for God.
你在创世纪当中从来没有听过罗德是为神筑起一座坛。
You never read that Lot ever came back to God.
你亦都从未睇过喺创世纪当中，罗德系要归回去到神嗰度。
You never read that Lot ever sought forgiveness from God.
你亦都冇喺创世纪当中读到罗德系求神去赦免佢嘅罪。
The tragedy is that Lot never followed the example of Abraham.
其实最可悲、最可悲嘅系罗德从系唔会去效法。亚伯拉罕的好榜样的。
And as we shall see in the next message, that while Abraham gave 10% of all his possessions to Melchizedek, Lot did not give anything.
而在下一次的信息当中，我们会看到亚伯拉罕奉献他的所有，就是十分之一给麦基洗德，但是罗德却是什么都没有奉献。
Lot was a mean-minded, close-fisted, money-loving believer.
罗德是一个贪爱钱财的基督徒。
You might ask, how do you know that he was a believer like his uncle?
你可能会问，你怎样知道罗德和他叔叔一样都是信徒呢？
The Bible tells us that the only reason God saved him from the fire of Sodom was because he was a believer.
圣经话俾我哋听，原来圣经认为罗德系一个信徒，因为神拯救佢脱离咗呢一个所多玛同埋俄摩拉灭亡嘅时候喺所多玛嗰个嘅大火。
In verse 7 of chapter 2 of 2 Peter.
在彼得后书第二章第七节是这样记载的。
Rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men.
只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德。
A dear friend of mine told me so many years ago,
好多年前有一位好朋友系话俾我听
，that the world is made up of two kinds of people。
呢一个世界上面有两种人
，givers and takers，
系施予嘅人同埋接受嘅人。
I can find no better example in the scripture than the difference between Lot and his uncle Abraham。
我觉得呢一个说法最能够说明罗德同佢叔叔亚伯拉罕唔同嘅地方。
Lot was a taker, but Abraham was a giver.
罗德是一个接受的人，而亚伯拉罕是一个施予的人。
Lot never acknowledged God as a provider, but Abraham did.
罗德从来都不承认神是那位供应的神，而亚伯拉罕却是这样承认的。
Lot's life was filled with heartache. Abraham blessed others with his blessings.
罗德的生命是充满了悲哀的，亚伯拉罕的生命则是充满了对其他人的祝福。
And that is why eventually Lot lost everything, including his wife and family, while Abraham prospered in every way.
这个正好说明了为什么罗德最后失去了一切，包括失去了他的太太，失去了他的家人，而亚伯拉罕却在各方面都是丰富有余的。
Don't ever forget that quarrels between people start in the heart.
请你不要忘记，人和人之间的纠纷往往都是从心里面开始的。
Major explosions often are the results of minor conflicts.
轻微的摩擦是不会马上带来巨大的冲突的。
They are like a slow gas leak that could be leaking for a long time.
就好似泄漏煤气咁样，要经过一段时间，慢慢咁样渗出嚟。
All it needs is a spark, and wow, a big explosion happens.
然后当嗰啲煤气系充满咗成个房间嘅时候，只需要一个好小好小嘅火花，就会引起大爆炸。
Tune in next time when I will tell you what Jesus said about selfish ambitions.
而请你继续收听我们的节目，在下一次节目的时候，我们会在跟大家分享耶稣如何看自私的野心。而在这一刻，我们想送一首歌给你，这首歌叫做《没有你哪有我》，是讲的好像亚伯拉罕和罗德那样，亚伯拉罕最初是提携了罗德，帮助了罗德，让罗德是走到一个更好的生命，更好的丰盛的生活，但是罗德却离弃了他。而我们今日是基督徒的生活亦都是一样，耶稣是赐给我们有丰盛的生命，我们应该时常去倚靠祂，时常去信赖祂，靠着耶稣基督，我们才能够是活出丰盛的生命。送上这首歌给你，没有你哪有我。 各位弟兄姊妹，我们有没有真的去面对很多世界上面的试探和引诱的时候，真的去依靠我们的主呢？世上的确是会有很多东西是会引我们远离主的，而金钱，我们今天在这里讲的财富，就是其中之一样是最重要，是会引领我们离开主的东西。愿我们时常能够去依靠主，好像亚伯拉罕那样，我们不要被牲畜财富去限制，而是我们要去管理神所赐给我们的一切财物。欢迎你随时写信给我们，香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街一号十楼是大小的大，有没有的有，一号十楼，我们收到之后会尽快回复你的。愿神大大赐福给你，在今次天路导向和下次节目之间，是继续赐福给你，让你的生命有所长进。再会。